As we now kick off our SMSU campus update, joining us in studio as per usual is Marcy Olson. Marcy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. That forecast is amazing.
You're okay with that one?
Did you order that special for me?
Yep.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Express shipping or whatever it is.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Super duper. Looking forward to it. And it's my birthday this weekend, too.
Is it? Happy birthday.
Yeah, 75 and sunny.
That's fantastic. I won't ask you how old you are.
I'm old enough. Also joining us in studio is Tayaba Raymond, a graduate student from Pakistan pursuing a Master of Business Administration at SMSU. She's here to talk with us today about the Future Forward Speaker Series presented by North Star Mutual School of Business. Welcome to the show, Tayaba. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, some of your background, and how you came to SMSU?
Thank you so much. Well, I'm thrilled to be here. So actually, I'm a project manager and a telecom engineer by profession. And I've served the Middle East and Africa for approximately 19 years in the telecommunication industry before I came here. And currently at SMSU, I'm pursuing my MBA in marketing. And how I got here is through a friend. And that's a bit about me.
It's crazy how word of mouth can spread that far. Marcy, I mean, you've seen it firsthand here.
Absolutely.
At SMSU.
And so many of our international students find us because someone had a great experience here. It's really, there's always an interesting story behind it.
Tayaba, can you tell us a little bit about the Future Forward Speaker Series and how it all started?
Well, it was an initiative that originated as, through a simple idea that, I had, and I just shared it with our faculty members during a business meeting that they were having over at North Star Mutual School of Business. And because, I have a background in technology and research, and I have a profound interest in technology like artificial intelligence, industrial metaverse, and machine learning. So, and with our faculty, we decided that, we should, have a program in place that can greatly benefit our community, our students, and, our faculty alike. So, the faculty members over at the North Star School of Business were extremely receptive of the idea, and they shared the same passion as I do in terms of how these emerging technologies are impacting the world of business today. Together we brainstormed the topics and the speakers, and that's how the Future Forward Speaker Series was born.
Very cool. And now you are coordinating this first installment of the Future Forward Speakers Series. Can you tell us about how the planning went and how you got involved with that?
Absolutely. So, there's always been a constant buzz of innovation at the SMSU North Star School of Business. And especially, what we're doing, because, as I mentioned, that I'm a project manager and a researcher. And I'm really passionate about, collaboration and, giving back to the community. So for a while, the idea of speaker series was essentially floating around till I decided that, it's time that we should bring people together. And so, as I mentioned earlier, it was just an idea that was born out of this one meeting that we had where I just shared an idea. And then, I worked closely with the faculty members. We developed the whole program and the benefits, how greatly it can benefit students and the community alike. And I'm honored to be leading this the first of installment of this series.
And something that you wanted to make sure happened before you graduate in May. So
exactly,
you
yeah.
were motivated to make sure that
absolutely.
This got off the ground. It's
absolutely.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Cutting it pretty close.
Hey, close only counts in, I don't know what the saying is, horseshoes?
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
There you go.
There you go. Anyways, back to the topic at hand, which is, of course, there's going to be speakers at this event. Who will be the speakers and what will be their topics?
Well, we have 7 speakers, and the opening session will be delivered by Professor Will Thomas, and the topic will be Accounting and Sustainability, All You Need is Hope. So this will be our opening session, as I mentioned. It will allow the audience to consider the financial implication as well as the opportunities that arise from sustainable business practices. The second topic would be on Sustainable Innovation by Ken Chukwuba, who's the Associate Professor of Management. This will be showcasing how companies can achieve both financial success and environmental and social responsibility. The third topic that we have would be branding strategies for the digital world, presented by Marta Almeida, who's the professor of marketing. And she will be providing us insights on how companies can effectively brand themselves in the digital age. And then the fourth topic that we have is staying relevant and making connections in sales in a time of digital overload by John Rickgarn, who's the assistant professor of marketing. And the session will be addressing the challenges and opportunities of sales in the digital age. The fifth topic is on resilience, presented by Marsha Grimes-Rhodes, who's the assistant professor of management. And she will be equipping the businesses, individuals, with the ability to adapt and thrive in the face of change that what we've seen post-pandemic. The sixth topic would be about learning strategies of navigating change in a disruptive environment with a focus on how technology is reshaping business. This will be presented by Heather Rickgarn, who's associate professor of management. And the session can provide our audience with the tools and the strategies that are needed to navigate the disruptive nature of technological advancements. And last but surely not the least, how artificial intelligence is impacting the business will be presented by George Taylor, who's the assistant professor of management. And this will be covering how AI is essentially going to be improving the resource efficiency, reducing the waste, as well as enhancing the overall environmental impact. That's the flow of our presentation for the day.
A great selection of topics there.
Yes, yeah. All kinds of exciting things. And, you know, what is a hot topic right now is AI. So I'm sure that those conversations will be very interesting to hear, but also just the speed of changing technology. So very relevant and timely.
Tayaba, is there one out of those seven that you think, okay, this is one I'm really interested in?
To be honest, I am actually looking forward to essentially all the presenters, but definitely, I guess, if you know, the accounting and sustainability piece is extremely important because that's where essentially all the businesses, of today really need to understand how sustainability is impacting and you know, how we each have a responsibility towards the environment and, you know, to preserve the environment and the climate action and everything. So, yeah, that's something that I'm profoundly looking forward to.
And this is called the Future Forward Speaker Series. It's not just a program. It's a series, which means there will be more. What are the plans for the next Future Forward Speaker events? What topics and guests are being planned?
Well, we'll continue having discussions on AI and its usage in the workplace, and also a lot about, you know, risk management and crisis management. Sustainability will continue to be a part of our series, as well as corporate social responsibility, diversity, equity, and inclusion, and belonging in the workplace, as well as transformational leadership, and a lot more based on, you know, what we feel is important and relevant for our audience, and based on their feedback as well.
Very interesting. And of course, we did mention at the start of our conversation that this is presented by the North Star Mutual School of Business. In early 2023, they made a $3 million investment to the SMSU School of Business. And part of that was earmarked to go to the speaker series. What impact has this gift had on you and your fellow students?
Right. With that initiative, we've had a lot of mentorship opportunities. We've expanded the experiential learning for students. We have a newly renovated innovation and collaboration lab as well. We have, you know, updated facilities in science and technology, and as well as a scholars program, the North Star Mutual School Scholars Program as well, available for us. Yep.
Lots of great opportunities for students thanks to North Star Mutual Insurance up in Cottonwood.
Yeah.
They're a great partner.
And we've covered the who and the what. Now let's cover the where and when. Where is this going to be located? When is it going to be? And how can we register for this event or this series, I should say?
Right. So it's happening at SMSU, Upper CC, Upper Conference Center, and it will be Monday, the 15th of April, starting 3 p.m. till 5 p.m.
And where can we register for this?
The registration link is available, it's being shared on the flyer, as well as it's available. It's being communicated through emails as well. So you should look forward to those emails as well as the flyer.
We did create a short link so people can find it quickly and easily. It's at www.smsu.edu/go/futureforward, all one word.
There you go. So once again, smsu.edu/go/futureforward, and that'll send you right there, and you can get all your information and register for that event. We also should mention all the student clubs and organizations who stepped in to help with sponsoring the inaugural Future Forward Speaker Series event. And who are some of those folks that have helped out?
Well, there is DECA, there is AMA, there is Enactus, there is HR Club, you know, special thanks to them, and, you know, all our clubs and organizations who really came together to, you know, make this event a possibility.
Tayaba, I appreciate the time here this morning. Look forward to this Future Forward Speakers Series event, and maybe we'll talk to you again down the road.
Exactly. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
And now we swing it back over to Marcy. Marcy?
Yes, I am all ready to go. I want to mention, though, that this event, the Future Forward Speaker Series, is open to the public. So we encourage people from the community, businesses, anyone interested in technology, AI, accounting, business, any of those topics, to come join us out at SMSU on Monday, April 15th. Now, we've got a lot of stuff going on. April is a very busy month for us, and we like it that way. Theater, we spoke about them last week on the show, and Inspector Calls is opening this week, Thursday, April 10th. Is that the right date? Yes, the 10th. Through Saturday, April 13th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Theater, and that will also have a matinee on Sunday, April 14th at 2 p.m. The Southwest Minnesota Orchestra is having their children's concert called Blasting into Space on Wednesday, and that is 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the Marshall High School Schwann Community Center for the Performing Arts. The SMSU Glee Club and Alta Voce have their spring concert called Murmurations on Saturday, April 13th at First Lutheran Church at 2 p.m. That is free and open to the public. And Jazz Ensemble will present the best of selections, so their greatest hits from 2023 and 2024, and that is on Monday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Theater, also free and open to the public. And we look ahead just a little bit, M4L Day, it's an annual giving day that we have at SMSU, and that will be held on Thursday, April 25th. The coordinator of that will be my guest 2 weeks from today. So we have that to look forward to. I'm so organized, I'm teasing 2 weeks ahead. And for next week, we'll be having a group of students from the computer science program who built an app called CalBuddy, a kind of an organizational tool for students. And they presented this at the Undergraduate Research Conference in December, and they were at posters at the Capitol in the Rotunda in St. Paul this spring. So that will be an exciting show next week.
No doubt about it. And you did a good job. You prepared, like you said, so we could, a little tease, a little cliffhanger. And
yes, exciting stuff.
Can you tell me when's the last day of school?
That would be April 26th.
I knew and it was then, coming up here soon.
Yeah. Then we have finals, and then commencement is May 4th.
Boy.
I know.
The year has flown by.
It has.
Marcy, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks for having us.